Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the show. I know it's been a while. I've been having a lot of technical problems trying to get the show on the air. I usually use a headset with a microphone to do the show from my PC. I'm using a landline, so I don't know how I sound right now, but I'm just going ahead with the show. It's supposed to be a good 30-minute show. It took 5 minutes just to get this thing started. My apologies. A couple of little updates. That's why I haven't done the show since I got back to New York. And I can't figure out a problem. And, well, this PC is pretty much shot. This laptop has been giving me problems ever since I got back. But I wanted to put up something at least before we go back live on MNN. Me and Mark, we did a show 2 weeks ago. We're going again live. It's coming Saturday. Channel 63. 56, Icon 56. If you go to the website MNN, Manhattan Neighborhood Network.org, MNN.org, and at 5 p.m. on the internet, you'll be able to see the show. The show is only broadcast in the New York area. And I'll be making more announcements. The show we have, we are again, another technical problem the first 10 minutes, but basically, the first 10 minutes didn't record on disc for some reason, so only the last 20 minutes. So there's a lot of stuff that I was introducing because we haven't been on for about 5-6 months. We're this show celebrating 26 years on the air, and I don't know how much longer we're going to keep going. They keep renewing us, so we keep going, but I always take a winter break and show repeats. We did miss the whole Star Wars thing, which is now number 3 at the box office. And so let me get right into it, and then I'm going to have quick reviews. I'm just going to put everything in order. So let's talk box office. Right now, Captain America Civil War is going to break the $1 billion mark as this weekend, and it should be somewhere in the top 10 in about a week. About Memorial Day weekend, we're going to find out where in the top 10 it's going to be of all time international box office. It's cleaning up everywhere. Not like Star Wars, where China and Japan kind of nixed it. Star Wars only made $100 million. Considering Fast and the Furious made $400 million, and Fast and the Furious number 7, what was the other one? Pacific Rim. Pacific Rim made over $200 million at the box office. As a matter of fact, we all know Pacific Rim is not being directed by Guillermo del Toro, but he's going to be executive producer. They're going ahead with that, so we are going to get a Pacific Rim 2, again, thanks to China. But it kind of rejected Batman and Superman. China is a big thing to the point where China right now is going to do its own superheroes. Remember in the last radio show, I talked about there was a segment played on 60 Minutes. China, not only they want in now, they want to be part of Hollywood. They're going to start making, they're going to hire the guys from Civil War to make a their own Civil War, their own superhero version in China with Chinese and American actors. There was a film called Monkey King and Mermaid. Both Chinese productions that made over $500 million. And I said this before the last show, the way it works is these other countries got their own movie studios. They don't need our films. We need them. Right now, Captain America is U.S. made, but we need that international box office. China's got its own movies. Godzilla, Toho version, Japanese version, is coming out this summer. Godzilla Resurgence. And they're going to release Godzilla over there and then release it on Blu-ray internationally. Only in Japan is going to come out in the movie house. The way they feel, they're better off with the Blu-ray market instead of spending all that money publicizing it internationally, because they know that the markets don't really adapt to Godzilla. They saw that with Star Wars. Japan nixed it. So did India. And everybody kind of nicks Batman versus Superman. As a matter of fact, since I got back, I was supposed to do a show and do a recap on Batman versus Superman, the box office. What happened? Very simple. Even Warner Brothers said, screw it, we're not going to even advertise it no more. 2 weeks before Civil War came out, Captain America Civil War, they just said, oh, that's it, enough, write it off. Don't even bother spending any more money on promotion and marketing. They even pulled the plug, their own studio. Now, there was a big thing on, and this is all reference to my blog, okay? Let me go back to that before I continue. Three quick things. I updated the website, videolinexpress.com. Got the links over there, including a link. You have to go to this website to get to this other link, and that's our Godzilla community, which is on Google Plus. You have to sign up to Google Plus. That's not our fault. You sign up to Google Plus, which is another variation of Facebook. But on Google Plus, we have a Godzilla community that I set up almost 3 years ago, and we have over 3,000 members. And there's a lot of updates, a lot of artwork and articles, a lot of stuff by the fans. And the other thing on my website, I'm getting a lot of hits with Pinterest. I'm also on Instagram. And we got the show dates for the rest of the summer of our shows that on Saturday at Manhattan Neighborhood Network. I just wanted to give you a quick up hands on that. And also that goes to our blog. To our blog page. That's videolandexpress.blogspot.com. There's a link there on the website, Blog Talk Radio, and a little dialog box. I put both links there. And if you get to our blog, you can just type in, go to Google search, and just type in videolandexpress blog or blogger, and it will take you there. And that blog page has all the articles of the day that I post. Now, lately, I haven't been posting every day, because I've been whole busy with this acting thing. I'll talk about that in the next show. The big football was I did a pilot called The Deuce with James Franco. That's going to be on HBO, and it's starting in June. And, well, there's a whole bunch of dress rehearsal for that. My hours and my show times have been really screwed up, and the PC over here not working doesn't help things. But anyway, I'll be talking more about that in the next couple of shows down the road. So the black... The blog page is basically has all the articles, and I posted it, these articles that I'm mentioning now about the whole studio shakeup, the latest news with James Bond. They offered him $100 million for two new pictures. Let me tell you, that because Spectre didn't do as good at the box office, people were wondering why they're giving him so much money. Well, Spectre and the Blu-ray did huge. Okay, there's a point to this. 1 million copies on Blu-ray. Now, Blu-rays and DVDs are not selling like they used to. There's a whole streaming thing. Pretty soon, Blu-rays and DVDs are going to be phased out. That's why they're pushing this 4K. The new TVs with 4K. Remember Sony came out with the 3D? That kind of backfired 3D TVs. That kind of tanked. So now they're pushing the 4K. A new version of the Blu-ray. The whole idea behind that just to recycle all the old property. People are just going to streaming. They couldn't care less. But anyway, with that being mentioned, that's what they're hoping with Batman vs. Superman. Now, there was a shakeup on Warner Brothers. People say, well, that's behind the scenes, or we don't care. Well, that's what happened with Superman 1 and 2, directed by Richard Donner. He was in the middle of directing Part 2. That's why he fought General Zod. The original version with Christopher Reeve as Superman. Right in the middle of filming that, of course, Richard Donner came out with his own version of what it would have looked like if he finished the picture. And basically, when he was right in the middle of doing Part 2, they yanked him and they replaced it with Richard Lester. The reason that there's a lot of shift going on, they don't like what happened with Batman versus Superman with the sales. That picture should have done over $1 billion, and it didn't. To the point of Deadpool. Now, Deadpool made $800 million because it was rated R with the language, the nudity, and the violence. China said no. It could have made another $100 million, $150 million. It could have made $900 million. Now that's Deadpool. Deadpool changed a lot of things around, corporate thinking. People said, "How? Nobody really knows that much about Deadpool except like Wolverine fans, X-Men fans." So everybody, it just blew everybody's mind. The expectations of that doing that much at the box office. Anyway, that's what the blog is. All these different articles refers to what I'm talking about. It's kind of like an extension. That's why I do this radio show. Instead of, I've been typing, a lot of people say, "We love the articles you put, but you get long-winded typing." I know, and I get tired of typing, hence this show. But Deadpool did change a lot of things. It's kind of me going into detail instead of typing at that blog. But that gives you an idea of the articles, and I put my 2 cents in. Now, I'm running out of time over here because of technical problems. I'm going to talk more about this in detail because I got 30 minutes tomorrow on the show. MNN, we're going back and celebrating 26 years. All that is for my resume. Which I get into the next couple shows. So basically, we're catching up. Solo, Mark is on vacation. we're trying to get our schedules right. But hopefully in the next 2 weeks, we'll kind of settle in, you could say, so we can catch up. But like I was saying before, Deadpool changed a lot of things around. They changed a couple of leading people, you know, behind the scenes, the suits, to make sure that Zack Snyder doesn't screw up. But they promoted Ben Affleck. My point was what happened with Richard Donner. He was right in the middle of that second Superman. They could do the same thing here. That was kind of a warning sign. They were hoping that Batman vs. Superman on Blu-ray will also do $1 million. Over, you know, 1 million copies sold, which I think is a lot of money at $20 a piece, gives you an idea that they will make that much on the Blu-ray. Now, that doesn't happen. the fun word that I've been saying a lot of people on the internet, his nickname, Zack Snyder, Zack Sack. Sack Zack, should I say. He could be out of a job. He already started the Justice League. But the point being is Batman vs. Superman should have made over $1 billion, and it didn't. Okay, so somebody's job is threatened. And when this Deadpool making over almost 800 million, and then you have something like Civil War, which is the third Captain America, and this doing huge. Well, it didn't hurt having a Spider-Man in there. We all know there's going to be a new Spider-Man with Iron Man being in that film, and the villain's going to be the Vulture. They're talking to Michael Keaton as being one of the villains. That's really good news. And the Vulture was always a character. That was my first villain character I was introduced to in the Spider-Man universe. Actually, that whole, I think it was a 3 or 4 part comic issue. And I was a big fan of that. So the Vulture was the first villain that I got introduced to before, you know, Doc Ock and the rest of them. So I was always been looking forward to that. We know that John Malkovich tried, but they canceled his character as the Vulture to put in Venom, the original series with Tobey Maguire. And then they asked, what's his name? I just put it on the website, and I just forgot. Oh, that's interesting. What did I do with that? Okay. Well, I'm just looking at a little reference here that I mentioned here. Oh, I lost the site. Look at that. Again, my PC is failing me. Piece of crap. Never get an Asus. These things, I had so much problem ever since I bought this damn thing. So, anyway, so there was another actor, John Malkovich, and Ben Kingsley, of course. Anyway, they both tried out with the costumes. And they kept on turning down these characters. So we're finally going to get the Vulture. That's why I want to get that out of the way. Anyway, so now what's happening is they look at this. As a matter of fact, the commentary, Deadpool. I mentioned on the last show, somebody asked me, give me a dollar and I'll make you $10 back. Somebody gives me, says, give me a dollar, I'll make you $100 back. So who am I going to go to, the first person or the second person? That's what happened with Deadpool. Last year, it was Minions. Minions only cost $80 million to make. I know I've been mentioning that, but it's a point of reference. That made, that got it in the top 10 last year of all time internationally and made over $1 billion. And they look, now Disney's looking at all this other animation. It's like, can we bring the budgets down? And the reason for bringing the budget, so what, they got all this money in the world. They got billions and billions of dollars. The point is, you make about $200 million or $300 million. Where is the profit for the next movie? That's why they're talking to Daniel Craig. They'll invest money in him, but they want the next movie to be a remake of For Your Eyes Only, which is basically two locations and hardly any money for special effects. It's not necessary. Spectre cost almost $500 million, almost made $1 billion. Again, Batman vs. Superman, they finally admitted it cost $300 million to make, another $200 million. And marketing and distribution. I'm getting to a reason for this. Somebody was asking me. And this is what happened with Spider-Man. Spider-Man cost $500 million, but it made $800 million, right? So it made $300 profit. Where's the money going to come for the next movie? The $300 profit that made. That's no reason out of business to break even, and whatever money profit they have to spend it all in the next movie. Why? There are other movies to be made. And that's the point I'm making. And that's why a lot of times the studios don't want to spend all this money, and when it doesn't happen, heads will roll, or they cut the budget. For example, Supergirl. That show was costing $3 million an episode. I didn't see it. They sure didn't spend it on special effects. And then CBS dumped it and sent it to CW11, which makes a lot more sense because at least it'd be in the same framework as Arrow and The Flash and Legends of Tomorrow. So now they're all big, happy family. Going back to DC Universe, that whole change-up with the Warner Brothers studio, that's a way of them saying, okay, I'm the new sheriff in town, and Zach is out. DC works great on TV. Marvel doesn't. Marvel canceled a spinoff of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Agent Carter was supposed to be renewed. They canceled it. Marvel knows, listen, we're not doing good on TV. Maybe we should concentrate on the movies. And the big chief said, okay, we got one more chance, and we got to make sure Justice League makes it. That's why you've been seeing a lot of new clips on Suicide Squad. They're promoting that. They're hoping that franchise will take off. There's a lot of nervous people. And the warning sign is Sony went to Disney and said, okay, help us out with the Spider-Man. Can we borrow Iron Man for Spider-Man Homecoming? Now, there was a rumor about what happened with Star Trek, another favorite show of mine. Basically, I was saying, okay, they're gonna. How come the movie franchise? As a matter of fact, they came out with a new trailer for Star Trek. Well, it's supposed to come out today. I haven't even seen it yet. But the point is, why did it look like it's a TV show, and it's an alternate universe? How come they didn't have the they never introduced the Klingons? We got Ferengis, Cardassians. How come they never introduced these characters? Now we finally know why, because they were saving all these characters so they can go back to Star Trek TV. Now, it was the last Star Trek movie made a lot of money. Was that actor Pike? Christopher Pike, I think? No, I'm thinking one of the characters. I'm sorry. But anyway, and he's going to be in the new Wonder Woman. Yes, Captain Kirk is going to be in the new Wonder Woman. Right. But anyway, they're going to go back to the original TV timeline. That includes Captain Picard, Captain Janeway, Captain Sisko. These characters are going to be mentioned. So they're going to continue that timeline. So they're going to save all these characters. That's why I'm asking a question. That's why they got all these new, a new alien race, a new Enterprise. They're going to blow it up and come up with another Enterprise. That's where they're going in that timeline. And see if they can rescue that franchise. Doesn't look good, folks. That's why they're getting ready for the TV. And that's why all these other characters, alien creatures, Ferengi, Cardassians, the snake-like creatures, That's why they're saving it for the TV show. Okay? A lot of people say, oh, these studios, they're making billions of dollars. That's because of inflation. But unfortunately, they're spending so much money, they're not getting, that's why they need these movies to make $1 billion. How do they do that? A lot of repeat performance. Civil War, there was one including Spider-Man. Got to see it again. Ant-Man, we know what happened there, right? He had the biggest part of all. Anybody seen that? Civil War knows what I'm talking about. He had the biggest part of all. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Okay, if you haven't seen Civil War, I don't want to ruin it. But anyway, so there was someone enough to include putting Spider-Man back into the fold. Didn't have Thor, didn't have Hulk. Nobody cared. You'd be surprised. And the letdown of Batman vs. Superman, everybody is scared of. Okay. I got 90 seconds. A little old English lady, tell me I'm being cut. I don't know if you can hear her or not. So that's what's happening with the box office. And I just wanted to give you the other news. Tomorrow on the live show, I'll be going over the review and Prince, Purple Rain. Because believe it or not, that's Star Wars. I'll be talking more about that. There's going to be a part two to the show. There's a lot of things I did not cover. I'll try to cover it tomorrow on the live show. I'll be going solo. That'll be Saturday. What is it? Yeah, Saturday the 21st, 5 p.m. The links are available on the website and the blog page. Anyway, thanks for listening. Hopefully you can hear this. And I'm going to be signing off now because I got to go back and make sure this thing came out good. And hopefully there's going to be a part two. And I'm going to see how this sounds like. And if that's the way it's going to be for the next couple of shows, well, that's the way it's going to be. Okay, everybody, may the force be with you. Long live and prosper. I love saying that. I have noise of people. Anyway, I'll see you in a live show. And tune in for the next radio show. Thanks, everybody. See you then. Bye-bye.